Larry Pinkney is one of our favorite. I think we're going to have him hopefully next week, but certainly soon. Love Larry Pinkney. Last time he was on, one of the people that he alerted us to was our next guest, Dr. Randy Short. He is involved with the African Reformed Church in the Washington, D.C. area. He's got a huge bio. Let me give you a list of some of the things he's done. He is a Washington, D.C. native, as we discussed. He's a scholar, an historian, a human rights defender, a social commentator, anti-eugenics advocate, freelance journalist, writer, social action missionary, of course, affiliated with the African Orthodox Church, and an informed and excellent researcher and speaker. Any friend of Larry's is a friend of ours. We're very happy to have him on to the Power Hour for the first time. Dr. Short, welcome to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
I think he is one of the finest people that you could meet anywhere.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more of yourself, your background, and how you became so politically active.
Well, I'm a D.C. native. My parents were very active. My father was the lead responding chaplain for the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon, as well as one of the organizers of the clergy response to disasters for the metro area, working with all the intelligence agencies and police to protect our nation's capital. My family has been in Washington, D.C. since before Columbus, and as much as my great-grandmother was from the Piscataway Indian tribe, or Piscataqua, depending on who's pronouncing it. And my parents are, I come from many, many generations of preachers and people that have been involved in trying to help and improve things. In fact, my mother is the current president of Mothers of America for Washington, D.C., and that's sort of how things go in my family.
Well, and we're very glad that they do, because you've made quite an influence. And I think, I don't know, what would you call your greatest accomplishment for making people aware of things? What's probably your highlight for you?
Recently was when we had Bill Clinton's son at the National Press Club. And we beat up the liberal, the fake news. I mean, we basically, if you've ever seen it, they pulled it off the net. But we beat them up, and we exposed Hillary Clinton. I believe what we did helped Hillary Clinton lose. And I thank God that I was able to do something to prevent that Jezebel from getting back in the White House.
Ooh. Tell us
that I did something to stop Hillary Clinton happily in my grave right now.
Tell us a little bit about that, the meeting Bill Clinton's son. You go ahead and tell the story. I think you mean his illegitimate son.
Well, we won't call him illegitimate because he couldn't plan that. But what happened was
this.
At one point, I was angry with Donald Trump over the Central Park situation. But one night, God dealt with me and said, this is going to be the president. Get over it. And not only get over it and stop criticizing him, because I said some harsh things against Mr. Trump. Don't only stop criticizing him, help him. Get the other black people to understand this is how it's going to go. And that night I couldn't sleep. I tossed it. And so I ended up writing a 20-page letter. I don't even know how I did it, and sent it to Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's a friend of the president. And he was so impressed by it, we met within 2 days, and he introduced me to Roger Stone, and we began to talk about what we could do. We only needed to get about 8 to 10% of blacks to give up on these no-good Democrats, or Luciferiancrats, or Devilcrats, and vote for Trump. And we began to talk about what had happened with Bill Clinton's son, which I was aware of, having lived in Tennessee and so forth.
Dr. Short, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, the police just went by. I'm in a car. What I was saying is that Bill Clinton's son, Danny, press conference in Las Vegas, and the fake news people ripped that boy up so badly, I broke down crying. because you can't help it if your mom's a crack prostitute. You can't. What can you do? You can't help it if your father's a philandering, drug-using pedophile who happened to have been able to steal the presidency. Okay, you can't help that. So I just pray, God, if there's ever a chance for me to stand in solidarity with this young man, I would do it. I got a call from Mr. Gilbert, who's a friend of my friend, a dear friend, Roger Stone, who I pray for. He says I'm his religious advisor. I don't know, but I accept it. I just every now and then pray for him and send him scriptures, because everybody has a right to the tree of life, no matter what you've done. Okay, it's never too late to know who God is. And he called me and asked me, would I stand with in a press conference? Then he said, yes. We not allow them to attack this boy for what his mother did, because his mother's gotten her life turned around. She's not using drugs. She's not in prostitution. She's very active in a church. And I said, as long as I can go there, and I told them, if anyone says anything about his mother, if they know anything about D.C.'s black culture, you can't talk about people's mother here. I told them, I can't guarantee you I won't catch a case. And we went on to have a very good press conference. According to Roger Stone, upwards of 80 million people saw it.
Wow.
We believe that turned some hearts towards President Trump against Hillary Clinton. I
would agree.
I have no regrets. I can't wait to do it all over again.
Let me ask. I totally agree with you. That was very interesting, and we're glad that you were part of that pretty interesting seat you had for history. Let me ask you about what you said about Democrats. You called the Democratic Party Democrats, Luciferian crats. Why do you call them Luciferian crats?
Because they're pushing the Luciferian agenda. They're pushing the Gay Equality Act that's going to destroy the Restoration of Religious Liberties Act of 1993. They're the ones that are making this false analogy that gay is the new black. They're the ones that are going to try to force business people to tell that they can't regulate their businesses. So if a man wants to come in dressed as a woman or vice versa, they can't do it. The Democrats are anti-God. They're anti-life. They're anti-black. They're anti-borders. They're anti-God. They're anti-American. And my motto is, the Democratic Party must die so blacks in America can live.
Wow. This is very powerful, especially coming from a black leader saying this. We have, you know, it's been a while since we've seen somebody. Usually it's just the opposite. Black leaders are front men
They're
for the Democratic
leaders.
Party.
Those people are functionaries of the Democratic Party. I wouldn't say, I know people follow me. I am a believer in Jesus Christ, and a black one, but, you know, still, blackness ain't going to save me. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ that will.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
So I know a lot of black folks that are going to hell, and a bunch of them are registered as Democrats, and they voted two times for Obama. And I don't care who doesn't like me saying it.
You mentioned the Gay Equality Act. The Equality Act, I think last year it got introduced in the House, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously,
no, it got introduced in 2013 by David Sissy Laney. I mean, my God, you can't make these last names up. Booty Gig, Booty Check, whatever his name is. Oh, my God. What's going on? Well, I mean, help me, Jesus. I mean, come on, Jesus. And they're all Democrats, all of them.
Well, let me rephrase that, and you're obviously an expert on it, but it seems like last year this gained a lot of steam. Taylor Swift started talking about it. It's in the public consciousness, exactly what you said, gay is the new black.
Well, it started at the beginning of this year after we did a press conference denouncing them and the, what are those people? The people for the American gays, because they're not for the American way. They called us hate preachers for mentioning that this bill would bring about the legalization of pedophilia, as if we don't have enough already.
Okay.
And so when we attacked them and Charisma Magazine picked up, different people began to join us. The Liberty Council, we all began. We're in a group called Gone Too Far, G-O-N-E, number two, F-A-R, DCNative.org. It's a group of black and white ministers who love family, who love God, who love America. We don't hate people because of sexuality, but sodomy and adultery and fornication is a sin before God. I don't care what your sexuality is. If it doesn't line up with God, you're wrong. That's mine. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And if you're right, you're right. And so this group, we were one of the first groups to bring clergy together to say we're against this bill and we're demanding in the name of God that people stand up and say no to this. And in particular, I came to denounce the blacks in the Democratic Party. Out of 52 blacks in the House of Representatives, 51 of them voted in favor of this Equality Act, this Gay Equality Act, which would legalize pedophilia and make sodomy the equivalent of being black, which is insane.
All right, you said legalize pedophilia. Please explain your position on that. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are going to criticize you, but what do you mean legalize pedophilia?
A lot of people criticize Apostle Paul and criticize Martin Luther King criticize George Washington. That's what makes you great when ignorant, uninformed people are against you. In fact, it is my reward in heaven, says the scripture, when people speak evil against me. So all they can do is increase my reward. Now, let me say this. If you read the very first line of H.R. 5 and also Senate Bill 788, it says it is a bill to prohibit discrimination based on sex, gender orientation, and sexual identity. What they don't explain is, what is gender orientation? And if people aren't paying attention, sometimes they have LGBTQIAP. The P is for pedophilia. That's right. And the pedophiles are like Rumpelstiltskin. They've given a mountain of gold to the gay movement to get this stuff legitimized, and they're coming to collect the baby.
Now, I saw recently a quote-unquote study, or these are, you know, mainstream psychologists coming out and saying, we can't prove that children or underage people having sex is damaging to them. And I'm just like, are you for real? I mean, I see this organized push. This isn't some, like, oh, this is all happy and just so gay people can live their lives. There's a real agenda here, and it's starting to become pretty clear.
It's been pretty clear. Alfred Kinsey was a pedophile who published that he raped 347 children for his Kinsey study. I mean, so the father of the American sexual revolution is a baby rapist. Why are we even discussing this? These people are filth. Filth. According to Romans 1.
Let me put it to you. Why is America, especially Christian America, churches, why are they not screaming out of their minds when this agenda is being taught to 6- and 7-year-olds in school?
For two reasons. In the words of the O.J. Simpson, the trinity of the church for many people is money, 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 not Father, Son, Holy Ghost, not righteousness, not being born again. It's having a jet. It's having a yacht. It's having a stadium where you give people positive thinking and advice, but you don't give them the true word of God, where success is the God. This is what Jesus denounced in Luke 21 with the widow and her mite and the Pharisees. We've got Pharisaism in the church, and we've kicked Jesus and his people out. And the other thing is that the church has become a communist institution. Yes, I'm saying that. In communist China, you have the official churches that do exactly.
Dr. Short, you still there?
The Russians, communist system had it, and we've got in America 501c3, I call it 501 enslave me money, leads these people to seek filthy lucre over the kingdom of God.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel, Dr. Short? This is pretty bold. It's refreshing to me. You sound, give me a second, let me take you back. You sound like a preacher from the 1760s, 1770s, not like a preacher of today when they were screaming about King George's. We don't disagree with them politically. They're offending God. You're bringing God back into this discussion, which is kind of ironic, not kind of, it's way ironic that preachers have started to leave God out of all of these discussions. Why is God not in the discussion of our children and morality and pedophilia and this Equality Act? It's like, oh, you're just trying to hurt people. Where is God in all this?
Well, it says, how can people know unless they've been sent a preacher? So obviously these people are the false shepherds as described in John 10. They are hirelings. They come over the wall and not through the door. We've got a lot of crooked, no good preachers. God's going to judge them. God's going to come down on them. In fact, this is why the church is in bad shape in America, because the gospel in season and out of season is the only way on the narrow road that leads up to heaven, and everything else is going straight to hell. And what you're saying about the 1700s, the only religion is the old-time religion. If it's not like the Acts of the Apostles, is it not like Jesus? If it's not like what Paul and Peter and John and James and Barnabas and the others taught, then it's not it. It's God and God alone. Martin Luther said it, and you believe it too. And it's time for people to understand that you're not going to be popular if you're a believer. It says that they will hate you because they hated me. Right? That's
yes.
What it says. So we're going to be hated. Where's this idea come from that Christians are supposed to be popular? That Christians are supposed to be on the front page of Billboard magazine and having stripper-type praise dancers and vulgar hip-hop music? That's church music? Are you kidding me?
You've been, obviously, in this conversation, certainly throughout your life, you've been heavily indicting churches, preachers, and what they've done. I look at it, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, and the problem with our country is not what quote-unquote they're doing or the Gay Equality Act or the people they're put. To me, the problem is that people quote-unquote of faith who have morality supposedly as their guide and God as their leader, they've done nothing. They've sat down. Why has the church, why have Christians, I'm not talking about the leaders now, why have Christians sat down on all these important issues?
Well, the scriptures say man can't have two masters. He'll love one and he'll hate the other. If the gods or the idols in America are success, money, and acceptance and inclusion, when it says, be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, and I will claim you, then we're obviously walking opposite of the way of God. So you have a reprobate clergy, and you have a reprobate laity, and you have a reprobate America. And I am not the best at Christian. I'm a recovering sinner, saved by grace. But there's some things, when you know God, you just can't do. I can't tell someone that raping babies is right, that it's a choice, or that the children benefit. That's not education. That's a violation. You understand what I'm saying? And women
aren't
men. And there's God made man and female, male and female in Genesis. If you can't get down with Genesis, then you're not a Christian. And people need to understand that Christianity was never meant to be the dominant, powerful, earthly faith. Jesus said to Pontius Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. So when you see a bunch of worldly madness calling itself Christianity, it can't be that of God.
I have seen, let me go a little deeper with this discussion and get your feelings. The idea of man, woman, husband and wife having children, boys and girls turning into men and women, then having children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, cousins. This is the plan of God, right? The plan of salvation
right.
is this continuation. This is creation. This is our joint participation in the,
right.
in the creation of the creator of the universe. And
right.
I've seen, when you said, Luciferian, the Democratic Party has become Luciferian, Lucifer doesn't have an original idea. If God says multiply and replenish the earth, then Lucifer says, no, don't have any children and the earth's resources are finite.
Kill babies.
That's right, kill babies.
Play in people's rectums and bathe in fecal matter. Don't make children. Don't be fruitful and multiply. Subtract and divide. No, that's not God.
We only have a couple minutes before the break. We got a long time on the other side of the break. Obviously, we're going to get into abortions. In the black community, more people are aborted than born, but yet very few people like you are speaking out about this, this abortion issue. Obviously, it belies something is amiss, and I think the black community is starting to wake up, starting to not trust this. So on the, maybe, we probably got about a minute before the break. Let's start on the abortion issue a little bit.
Again, they bought off the pastors, the Democratic Party. The Democrats are the equivalent of HIV and septic gonorrhea on the soul of black people.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It's a congenital venereal spiritual disease. And either we're going to get a treatment and get it away from us, or it's going to destroy us. We have to choose God, or we have to choose the Democratic Party.
Oh, where do you think it's going? So how do you think that battle is going, that fight is going?
Well, Donald Trump is president, and he's going to be president all over again, and he's going to have more black voters. Nobody's going to vote for an adulterous liar called Kamala Harris. No one's going to vote for this child safety sticker candidate, Joe Biden, whose son allowed lynching to go on in Delaware when Joe Biden was vice president. He's got cocaine children. I mean, this man is a wreck. The only thing that we have is we have God, and he's using this quite unusual man. Sometimes I don't agree with him, but that's who God put in there. And I don't care who doesn't like me. I can't wait to vote, and I'm going to call Larry, and we're going to laugh at those fake news liberals crying on Election Day. In fact, maybe we should all be on a party chat line. We laugh until 3 in the morning watching all those feminists and gender bender liars be smashed.
There's the music. Dr. Randy Short, you know, what I would like for you is to get out of your shell. Speak a little more open. Speak a little more freely, would you please? Stay tuned. More with Dr. Short. We'll talk to about his film coming up, too. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum! If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
This is a very stimulating interview, one way or another. I don't care what side you're on. This is going to stimulate you and move you one side or the other. And that's what we need. We need some emotion. We need some passion. Because we have serious problems, and passion and ingenuity and conviction is what's going to pull us. ThePowerMall.com, let me make you aware of the specials this week. REM Sleep, free shipping, and we also have auto ship. You can sign up for auto ship where you can get discounts, every month or however much you want it sent to you. You can get it and get a discount. You can arrange that with Jay over at the Power Mall and with Catherine. Our book, Forever 1776, my uncle and I have written. It's 4th of July, what America is, the American ideal, that we are created by God with certain unalienable rights, our creator, we're participating in that creation, and that government doesn't have a place in that relationship. That is the American ideal. The American question is, what's more important, freedom or your life? Which is more valuable? Well, the American answer that our founding fathers gave us is that freedom is that answer. Freedom, there's nothing as valuable as freedom and the connection to our creator and the disendowment. And this is what we want to celebrate on the 4th of July. When we see the fireworks and that sparkle and that awe and that grandeur, the miracles that happened in this country 250 years ago, they're still there and they only live in our hearts and minds. And Dr. Short, who we're talking to today, he certainly exemplifies that spirit. You know, it doesn't take the majority to win. It takes a irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of man. Conviction. I love it. I love having people on like Dr. Short. I think it's so needed. You may not agree with everything he says, but you certainly have to be inspired by his passion and his perspective. We need some different perspective here, what's going on. Anyway, thank you for your support. Thank you for your purchases. 10% off site-wide at thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Getting back to Dr. Short. Dr. Short, I'm going to ask you about black leadership here in a minute, but let me ask you this a little deeper. I think we're in a time where it's very polarized. We're seeing, nobody would have ever dreamed this 50 years ago. It's in open view. People are very convicted on both sides. I believe that conviction right now will win. It doesn't matter if you're for Black Lives Matter and Antifa or if you're for God and for his plan. The hearts and minds of the people is going to be pulled by conviction. And you certainly have conviction. Conviction in truth, conviction in God. The whole universe resonates to this. And if we will only embrace this conviction, embrace our inheritance as Americans, that will overthrow this corruption. Your thoughts?
It says his word shall go forth and it won't return to them void. This is my country. There's no other place like it. And we have a responsibility as believers, as Americans, to make this country as great as it can be, to pass something on to the posterity of our generation and our ancestors. And we, Black Lives Matter doesn't have a broke leg to stand on, nor do the feminists, none of the liberals. They're chaff, okay? And they will never be anything. And this is why they can't debate how they get fast, and they block you down and shut you down, and they've got things blocked on the internet. It says that you should build your house on the rock of Christ, and the other stuff is sinking sand, and that's all they have is sinking sand.
Well, let me ask you quickly about feminism. You know, oh, a women's right to choose, you know, goes right in with abortion, or women can do, you know, whatever.
Explain. That sounds like a rapist's rights to choose. I mean, please. Okay, please, spare me. The baby, let me just say this. I'm black. Women were raped during slavery. My great-great-grand. I wouldn't be here today if the women in my family says, well, I've been raped, I'm the victim of slavery, let's kill the baby of the white dude. I'm so glad the women in my family were pro-life. Okay, I'm glad to be here. So I thank my ancestors, and nobody black would be here if everybody got aborted. I hate this stuff. Abortion is murder. I've said that. I'll say it anywhere. It's murder. It will always be murder. The only right that you have is to raise that child in a godly fashion. That's the right you have. Have them babies.
Now, we're seeing states like Alabama, like Missouri, like Georgia, who have really pushed back against Roe versus Wade, really pushed back. Do you see this as a good sign? Do you see America ready to turn on this issue?
They do. And, you know, I don't always agree with Clarence Thomas, but you know what? I'm going to have pom-poms when they overturn Roe v. Wade. Abortion is murder. It's a crime against God. It's modern-day Baal worship. God is punishing this country for killing these babies. We have to stop. We have to stop it now. Feminism is a gutter religion that is destroying womanhood, the dignity of womanhood, and we have to stand against it and stop being allies to this modern-day Jezebelism. In fact, you know what? If Jezebel has come back to Earth through a time machine, except she has distilled liquor. Her name is Nancy Pelosi. We have to resist these people, resist them. And the president doesn't have to be perfect. I didn't elect a preacher. I elected a politician. Okay, so, in fact, build the wall, baby. Put a moat. In fact, put crocodiles and piranha in there. And I have to say something about these people. That man who recklessly endangered that child, he's lucky he's dead. He's guilty of manslaughter. What kind of man puts a baby in a river when he can't swim and the baby can't swim without flotation devices? Not only was he poor back in Mexico, he was stupid when he drowned in the Rio Grande.
Well, now we're getting into this discussion of immigration, and I've heard, okay, two things.
That's
that
not immigration. No. Immigration's a legal process. Illegals are not. That's
great
an invasion.
Invasion.
That's a home invasion of America.
Invasion.
America's my home. And you invaded my home. You don't belong here. Okay. In fact, if they put the whole army, take the drones from over in Iran and put it over our border, send everybody back that hasn't come through here. And because I don't want to have another election where people unlawfully in this country vote. People who have no business being here had their mouths put in how we Americans properly have successions of government through voting. They all need to get out. And I mean the black ones too. I don't want, especially the black ones. Get out. If you're not going to come here legally and lawfully through the process, go back to Africa, wherever it is you came from. And I don't hate Africans. I'm proud of my heritage, but come here properly or you're not here at all. You have no right to be here. And I wish Trump would just go ahead and stop holding up off of dealing with this thing.
Okay, you bringing up two questions. One, people from the Congo, it is insane to me, a country like Congo that is having an Ebola crisis, a legitimate Ebola crisis. Any country who lets anybody from Congo, the Congo, into their country without a quarantine period or proving that they don't have Ebola. I mean, that is insane to me.
No, it's not insane. It's very intelligent. Whose neighborhood are they going to be put in? Oh, you're black. You're a black American. Or you're an African American. Wow, go to the ghetto where they have health disparities and be with your black brothers and sisters. It's a way to kill us. Oh, no. Stay there. I spoke out against Ebola. President Obama and them sent that Ebola over to Africa in 2014. I denounced Obama then. I'll denounce it again. The Democrats started this thing. The Democrats need to fix it over in Africa and let it stay there and stop spending money on biological warfare. Okay? So, no. I did my PhD on the Congo, by the way, so I have nothing but love for the Congo, but I can't, when I went to Congo, I had to come in legally, I had to pay money, I had to prove who I was. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yes.
So what is it about America that we don't deserve the same respect as a feces hole country, as our president rightly said? And there are many countries where open defecation. I've been in Nigeria where people make bowel movement in the street. And I'm talking about the government buildings. He wasn't saying something that was false. So dysentery and all these diseases come from people making bowel movements everywhere. He didn't lie. I love Africa. They need to deal with the sanitation. And in fact, Africa needs to repent for letting the Muslims rip off and steal millions of people and selling their brothers and sisters into slavery. That's part of the punishment on Africa. They've got to admit they were wrong. And you can't blame white people for everything. In fact, you know what? You know what? White people cause the barnacles to stick to boats sometimes, I think people think. Oh, my God. Give me a break.
Let's go back to the Democratic Party. And this is kind of an issue where it gets back to abortions in some way. I find it, I think more and more Americans are finding it very hard to listen to anything that a bleeding heart Democrat says about these quote unquote immigrant children in cages, these invaders' children in cages, when they are for open murdering of babies, even a newborn baby, even a born baby. The governor of Virginia, well, the baby will be born. It'll keep comfy before we kill it and take all its organs. I mean, I cannot with, there is no intellectual honesty in somebody who is sympathetic towards an invader's child who's being held in a detention center awaiting to know what to do with them. And the same person is okay with a late term abortion. I just can't listen to nothing that they say.
As long as it's naturalized Americans' kids being killed so they can have the cheap labor and the sex trafficked children from Central America and other places come here. So that's because those are their dates. They're upset because their dates are in lockup. And they put them in cages, too, like Edward Buckner, the one that injects liquid meth into black male prostitutes, who's a big donor to Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Kamala Harris. They're some nasty, vile people. They're so perverse you can't even describe or discuss what they do. That's why they want the kids. You know that prostitution for children was decriminalized in 2016 in California. Those children don't even belong to half of the people. They're bringing them up there to sell them.
Oh, my God. This is so plain.
God bless Donald Trump. Leave my president alone.
Pastor, this is so plain, this issue that you're putting. Everything you just said is, if it's not 100% true, it's about 95 to 99% true. I mean, you got to be, how can anybody not see the plainness of it? Why are we so delusional and so twisted in this country about this? This is simple
as
apple pie.
It's not the masses of American people think like you and I do, which is why Trump's going to win, Richard Nixon 1972 style. I pray that's the case. It is these perverse globalist Luciferians who want to kill off the real Americans and replace us with these knockoffs who will work for $2. In fact, I had a friend who was trying to get a job with a bachelor's degree, and he speaks three languages, washing dishes. And the guy says, I can't hire you even at half the minimum wage in Washington because I can pay these people from El Salvador $3 an hour. So these people want them in. The same party of slavery, the Democrats, the reason they want blacks aborted is we won't be slaves anymore, so they've got new slaves. And look at them pandering, speaking in Spanish during the Democratic debate. I mean, oh, my God, they don't speak English in the Mexican presidential debate, and they owe everything to us. We're practically feeding them.
Let me pause you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I have to. What you just said, I do not want to gloss over what you just said. They're fine with the black people being aborted because they have a new slave coming, and that is these invaders coming in. That was incredibly insightful and powerful.
It's true. Look at it.
Oh,
the Democratic Party has had a policy for the last, and particularly since Nancy Pelosi's been in, don't deal with anything with blacks except jails, jail them, homosexualize them, and replace them. That's it. And abort them.
Let's talk about black leadership. Quote unquote black leadership.
There's no such thing.
That's what I was just about to say.
I mean, they are whores with sinecures called congressional seats.
They're Judas goats. I see them as Judas goats.
Worse than Judenstadt, as the Nazis would call them. I mean, you got sucker John Lewis, who I don't know, he could be the Tourette syndrome spokesperson. I mean, that's a leader. He can't even make a sentence make sense with him speaking. Maybe he has CTE from getting beat in the 60s. Please shut up and sit down. Retire, pass the torch, have a stroke or an aneurysm, go away. Okay, you were useful 50 years ago. Now it's 50 years later, go away. I mean, you look at, what's her name? Maxine Waters. I mean, oh my God. Remember the serial Count Chocula? She looks just like she's his sister. I mean,
I see why you look like
the Geico caveman, the one who was raping the woman on his staff, forcing her to snort cocaine. That list that Nancy Pelosi has with all the congressmen that are rapists that they've bailed out, and a bunch of them are black. To me, you know what? The Democrats always like degenerate people, so they have a bunch of never-do-well thugs, crooks, and pretenders up in there. I mean, as it says in Romans 3, there's none righteous, no, not one. That may as well be a description of the Congressional Black Caucus. They're the most useless enemies of our people. In fact, there's a civil war and a revolution going on in the black community, and one of the fuses that lit it is Donald Trump's election.
Because our
generation, I'm a non-baby boomer. The millennials and the non-boomers are not interested in being Democrats. We hate the Democrats. They've jailed us. They've destroyed our community. They put us on welfare. They broke up our families. They pushed abortion. They've replaced us, and they've made black the equivalent of sodomy. So what, we're bowel movement because our color's brown? We hate these people. And we're going to get them. And fake news is hiding how the real people feel. This Gay Equality Act, they won't even talk about it because, in fact, that punk, that chump, Clyburn, the one that looks like Uncle Ben's with the receding hairline with no hat on, he wouldn't even vote because he's afraid if he went back to South Carolina and the religious people found out that he voted to give reparations to gays, to legalize pedophilia, that he might get lynched by black folks who are outraged. This is why you've heard silence from the black community. And you had that fat beast, Reverend William Barber, the one that looks like the cartoon character in Beauty and the Beast. He's really fat, morbidly overweight, and they're trying to make him the Martin Luther King-sized new leader of black people. These folks don't speak for us. These people are the paid PR Ed McMahons for the liberal sodomite eugenics agenda. They have nothing to do with black people. But the fake news, you'll never see it on CNN. People like me don't get to come on. I can out-debate these folks. I know a lot of folks. You'll never get to see them. You have the same ones, people like Simone Sanders, the one who's a spokesperson for Joe Biden. She looks like Magic Johnson's son, you know, the one that's a drag queen. In fact, he dresses better and has better handbags. Okay? These people, we don't like them. I mean, you know what? Black Lives Matter is a good example. Do you know in Chicago, blacks rioted and beat up the Black Lives Matter people? I can send you the video. The police let them fight. The blacks, we want to go after these people. We have to worry about the deep state protecting them from the anger of the people. It's the same way they were told that this guy Buttigieg was going to be a front runner. Did you see how the black people needed cops to protect them from the angry black folks who didn't see him being a sodomite as having something to do with them being black? If you see them, we're not voting for you. What does that mean? That means that if he was running for president and got the nomination, those people are going to stay home, which is a vote for Trump, or they're going to do the Samson alternative. They're going to knock down the Democratic Temple of Dogon by voting for Trump. Black folk are sick and tired of the Democrats. Johnson lied to us. Johnson had Malcolm X killed. Johnson had Martin Luther King killed. These people are our enemy. Yes, it's the party of slavery, the party of lynching, continued by Joe Biden's bisexual son that died from cancer, Bo Biden. Okay, they had lynching in Delaware. They still think it goes on in Dover, Delaware. This is real talk. So they're letting our schools, the black colleges have been closing because of what Obama and Biden and Valerie Jarrett, the one that looks like looks like the guy from McHale's Navy. You know what I'm talking about, Wallace Binghamton. All of these cartoonish idiots, we don't like them. Do you realize that when Valerie Jarrett said she's going to run for mayor in Chicago, I staged a publicity campaign against her. She decided to drop out. We went after her. The voices like mine, you're not allowed to hear. There are people like the victims of mass incarceration. They hate Joe Biden. They hate him. They hate Kamala, too. She's worse than he is. Aside from the fact that she's sitting up acting like she's some proper lady when she pulled herself up by her G-strings. Mm. We don't want these people. These folks don't speak for us.
Let me ask you a little broader question here, because the black folks, you know, I have several friends who are black who are it's not that they agree with me. It's like they're more aggressive about it than I am. They think just like you. I mean, Pastor Nicholas Wright, very aggressive. Larry Pinkney,
we're tired of it.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there's going to be a generational regime change. It is a rebellion. But you know what? We haven't gotten the help. People haven't given us the platform. People fail to understand that people like Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama can't go back to Chicago because the blacks spit at him. Why is this thing hidden? Why is this thing hidden? Why can't people know that Obama can't go certain places? People hate him. Okay, why is this being hidden? Why is it that Obama can't go to certain places in Africa? Because the Africans hate him. And yet they have everybody thinking that all of us believe the okey-doke that Obama is some sort of sodomite Jesus that's going to take us into a millennium, a rainbow millennium. We're angry about this, and we don't get a chance to say, I never voted for Obama. I went to Harvard with him. He's scum. Always was.
I got two things to say. We only got about 2 or 3 minutes. Dr. Short, I'm going to have you on again. This has been fantastic. We didn't even mention your movie, Black, White, and Blue. Black, White, and Blue,
yes.
Your movie about the change in the Democratic Party or getting away from this. Please check that out, ladies and gentlemen. Two questions. I see a polarization. I see your anger. See, I like to talk to black people because it's easy to convince them of the injustice. They know I don't have to convince, they start convincing me pretty soon. We're seeing a polarization. Do you see a clash, the deep state, whatever this word, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they're all supported by these secret groups, these Luciferian groups. Do you see a clash, a physical clash, an inevitable physical clash where people are going to say, you know what, I don't care, I'm fed up?
It's already happening. Black Lives Matter got run out of Ferguson. Black Lives Matter got run out of Chicago. Black Lives Matter got run out of Baltimore. They've had to change their name to the Movement for Black Lives because there have been violence and riots. But the fake news media has created these idiots and said they're our leaders and don't allow us to denounce them. This movie, Black, White, and Blue, it was screened, and I was there with Black Lives Matter, and they told this man his film wouldn't succeed because he had me in it, because I said that they were a homosexual Trojan horse designed to destroy black people. That's what Black Lives Matter is. We don't like these people. We're going to beat them. They're already being beaten. I'm going to say this to you real fast. Stacey Abrams lost because 12% of black men wouldn't vote for her in Georgia. Mm. That guy Gillum lost because 20% of black women didn't like him in the picture with this gay white male friend with the Statue of Liberty in the background. Ben Jealous, promosexual, lost 30% of the black vote to a white Republican governor in Maryland, right? If you look down in Mississippi, Espy couldn't even get more than 35% of the black vote to come out and vote against him for a woman that talks about Confederates and lynching. That people, we don't care anymore. Obama broke the curse over our people with the Democrats. And they can't admit that we're finished with them. They're done.
Okay, Pastor, Dr. Randy Short, quickly, last thing I wanted to bring up with you. We're promoting this. Many people on the internet are promoting it. That 9 o'clock every day, 9 p.m., no matter what time zone you're in, that people take a minute and pray or meditate, whatever they do, to really pray to our Creator, to pray to God that He will deliver us from this deep state. I want to encourage you to do the same to all the people that you influence.
Thank you. I will do so.
Very good. It has been an absolute pleasure, my friend. A pleasure. I mean, I feel your passion. This conviction will carry us through, ladies and gentlemen. William Federer tomorrow. Dr. Short, God bless you. God keep you. God protect you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, sir. He does. Ladies and gentlemen, William Federer is going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be a great broadcast. Wherever you are, I hope you have great plans for this week. It's a very special week. It's 4th of July, the birth of our country. It's a miracle. Please never forget it. Get our book, Forever 1776. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY.